The nation of Georgia saw thousands of people take to the streets in protest last week in response to proposed legislation that was being considered by Parliament. Now, you may be thinking, given the massive response, was this a bill that limited the personal freedoms of citizens in some way? Was their government enacting new restrictions that threatened their industries? And were the people finally taking to the streets to make their voices heard, similar to the tens of thousands of Dutch farmers who took to the hay to protest this weekend? Well, the short answer there is no. The demonstrations in Georgia were held in protest of a proposed foreign agents law that would require media and NGOs receiving more than 20% of their funding from foreign sources to register as foreign agents. The law was modeled after the Foreign Agents Registration Act that has existed in the U.S. since 1938. It has been used by the Department of Justice in recent years to go after outlets like RT, CGTN, and Al Jazeera, demanding they register the U.S.-based versions of their networks. But you would never know that in this case, because everyone and their mother in the mainstream media has been quick to refer to Georgia's foreign agents proposal as a Russia-style law. The only problem is that it was never really about that law, and that was made clear as the protests continued, even after the Georgian parliament voted to withdraw the proposal and went on to release the demonstrators they detained after protesters stormed the parliament building, with some even saying they had no plans to stop until the government resigned. Oh, and the clear presence of Ukrainian flags and signs that say "We are Europe" in the crowd were no coincidence whatsoever, as some journalist on the ground noted the incredibly coordinated nature of the movement. See, Georgia has a similar story to Ukraine in the sense that both countries were members of the former Soviet Union, and since becoming independent states in 1991, both have found themselves torn between the history they share with Russia and the attention they have received from the U.S. and the EU. That includes, of course, the promise of membership in the European Union and the NATO alliance. But again, NATO is a purely defensive alliance, and their rapid eastward expansion right up to Russia's border should not be seen as a threat to Russia. So it makes it all the more notable then that so many people are taking part in such a coordinated protest against a proposed law that could reveal just how much money the U.S. and the EU are pouring into media and NGOs in Georgia, and that money is coming from all of the usual suspects. For example, the U.S. Agency for International Development notes on its website that it began operating in Georgia in 1992, just 1 year after it became an independent country. It has since provided over $1.8 billion in funding, spending an average of $40 million per year on programs that, quote, support Georgia's democratic, free market, Western orientation. Right on cue, noted war criminal and USAID chief Samantha Power has been voicing her criticism of the proposed foreign agents law on Twitter, claiming it was a threat to, quote, Georgia's Euro-Atlantic future and the ability of Georgians to fulfill their own economic, social, and other aspirations. The CIA-linked National Endowment for Democracy has also sent millions in funding to NGOs in Georgia over the years. And if you thought that the U.S.-linked footprint stopped there, well, then I guess it's no coincidence that a U.S. official from the Bureau for International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs just happened to be in the country as the protest kicked off, and he knew all of the right talking points.
This is a law based on Russia's interests, not Georgia's interests.
Many have wondered whether the protest in Georgia could be the start of the next Euromaidan, as the demonstrations that kicked off in Ukraine in late 2013 also claimed to be started over fears that the nation's government was getting too close to Russia. Thus, they were seen by the West as harming ties with the West. But we have to remember that it was the U.S. and the EU voicing their disapproval of the proposed foreign agents law long before the people of Georgia ever were.
We're deeply concerned about its implications for freedom of speech and democracy in Georgia. We've expressed those deep concerns directly to our interlocutors in the government of Georgia. The proposed law would stigmatize and silence independent voices and citizens of Georgia who are dedicated to building a better future for their own communities.
One member of the European Parliament even warned that Georgia would be at risk of losing EU support, saying it was already far behind Moldova and Ukraine. See, if these protests remind us of anything, it's that this proposed law got to the heart of what the West uses in every single government overthrow they support: propaganda. Millions, if not billions of dollars funneled through NGOs aimed at convincing the people to support insert movement here. Endless funding from media outlets to show those protests on the ground in a way that convinces the rest of the Western world that this is what the people want. And the idea that they could be forced to be honest about just how much money they are spending to influence public opinion in a country that borders Russia was seen as too much of a threat because it could allow the public to see the one thing Western governments don't want them to see: the truth. And that's something everyone should be talking about. If anything in this video resonated with you, be sure to like it, share it with your friends, leave a comment, and as always, don't forget to subscribe. If you want to keep up with all of my work, as well as the latest breaking news, subscribe to my channel on Telegram, and be sure to join my group there. And if you want to tune into my weekly live stream, definitely check out my channels on YouTube, Rockfin, Rumble, and Odyssey. I look forward to seeing you there.